وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. To your duas, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bil walidaini ihsana. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we all have dreams and we tend to try and find out the interpretation of the dreams. So there was a king who had a dream, and he observed a very large tree containing many varieties of flowers in many shapes and sizes. And then suddenly a knife appeared from above and cut all these flowers. So he destroyed both the large and the small flowers. So at this point the king awoke and he started pondering upon the meaning of the strange dream. So he called all the interpreters, the mu'abbils, from his court. But they all dismissed it and they just told him that this is a product of his mind's imagination. So he was unconvinced and he was worried because it was a very unusual dream. So the king ordered that no cooking would take place in the kingdom until this dream was interpreted. So coincidentally, a soldier returned home on leave and he asked for food. So his mother replied, "My dear son, there has been no food cooked for 3 days. It is the king's command. Police patrols are going around. Any sign of cooking, smoke, and we will be instantly arrested." So her son replied, "Well, I do not care what great dream the king is supposed to have seen." He said, "I am starving. Please cook me a meal. If the smoke gets noticed and the king summons me, we shall go there and see what happens." So accordingly, now the mother lit a stove and she began cooking. So noticing smoke arising from the chimney, the spies of the king, they arrived and they arrested the soldier and took him into the king's presence. And the king asked him, "Why did you commit this disobedience?" So the soldier replied, "I'm starving. Anyway, please relate your dream." So the king described his dream. But the soldier was away and he didn't know about it, what the dream was all about. So he says, "Allow me to eat and give me a 3-day grace period. If by then I do not bring an interpretation, you may punish me with death." And so this was the arrangement that the soldier had made, and the king readily agreed. So after having eaten, the soldier mounted his horse and he roamed from city to city, town to town, in trying to find an interpretation, but to no avail. He was fatigued and tired, and he stopped at a small hamlet to request a drink of water from a young maiden who was spinning cloth on her porch. So the pious veiled lady brought a pitcher of water and she left it by the gateway. So puzzled, the soldier dismounted and drank the water. Then he asked, "Madam, you appear to be alone. Where is your mother?" So the young lady answered from inside the porch. She says, "My mother has gone to deliver one from two." So dumbfounded, the soldiers thought, "Oh, great, as if one dream to interpret wasn't enough. What does she mean by delivering one from two?" Thereafter, he asked her, "Well, where's your father?" So the young lady replied, "My father has gone out to go and mix clay with clay, to enjoin clay with clay." And now he was more confused. So just then the father appeared and the soldier commented, "Your daughter is amazing. I asked her two simple questions and she gave such strange replies." So the father asked, "What did you say?" "So, well, first I asked her for a drink of water and she left some at the gateway." So the father said, "My daughter is shy and very modest. How could she possibly have something to do with a stranger?" Anyway, the soldier said, "Secondly, I asked her, where is your mother?" So she replied, "She has gone to deliver one from two." So the father said, "Yes, my wife is she's a midwife, and from the union of two souls, a baby was going to be born, and she went to go and deliver the baby. So this is what it means that she that what is meant by delivering one from two." So at this point, the soldier began to think, and the questions were put forward to that he put forward. He got some answers, and what amazing answers they were. So he says, "I think we've got something here." Then the soldier said, "And I asked her about you," and she replied, "My father has gone to mix clay with clay, to join clay with clay." So the father said, "Yes, she was correct. A local has passed away, and I had gone to attend his funeral. So, anyhow, who you are and where you have," he asked him, "where you come from." So this, mixing the earth with the earth is that minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra, that we have created you from this earth, we shall return you to this earth, and from this earth we shall create you the second time. So now this person asked him, like, "Now, where do you come from?" So the soldier, he related his whole predicament, and he wants of interpreting the king's dream within 3 days, or he's going to face the death penalty, and the king's command forbidding any cooking in the kingdom. So addressing his daughter, the father said, "Dear, did you hear the dream?" So she said, "Yes, father, I heard." "Well, what do you say?" So she said, "It is the king's dream. I wish to hear it directly from him before giving the interpretation." So accordingly, now all three of them left for the king's palace. The soldier asked the king, "Your Majesty, the girl who is to interpret your dream has arrived. Please give a command allowing all your subjects to cook. Should you find the meaning not to your liking, Your Majesty is the king and may do as he wishes." So a royal proclamation was given allowing people to cook again. So when all had eaten, the young lady arrived, and from behind a screen, a parda, she listened to the king's dream and then commented. And she said, "The interpretation of this dream is follows. The tray refers to the earth, while its covering is the heavens." So they say, "I saw a tray covered, and there were flowers inside, right? The flowers therein are people, and the knife that was cutting the flowers, that represents death, which travels upon the earth and cutting the smaller flowers and the bigger flowers, the more beautiful flowers." So it's the young one as well. So he said that the knife represents death, which travels upon the earth, cutting some people in young age, while others in later life. Some die in childhood, others in their teens, middle, and old age. So this knife keeps appearing and taking the souls of creation. So herein Allah Ta'ala is warning you that it is not wise for insan, for man, to remain ignorant of death, because death may appear at any time. So these are the meaning of the tray, flower, and the knife. So the king was overjoyed when he heard this interpretation, and he showered gifts as a sign of his appreciation. So this dream is also telling us that, you know what, death is inevitable. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. The death is absolutely certain. So there was just this dream, what is interpretation, we thought we'll bring it to your attention. On the lighter side, there was another king that saw a dream. And in this dream of his, he saw that 32 of his teeth had all fallen out. So he asked, called the Mu'abbirs, those who interpret the dreams in his court, and then they came along. One of them wisely said, he said, you know what, it means that you have 32 family children in your progeny, and all 32 of them are going to die while you are still alive. So the king was very, very upset at this interpretation of the dream, you know, and he set that man angrily aside and he said, I'll have to find somebody else who can give me a better interpretation of this dream. So anyway, there was an alim that he got hold of, and the alim told the king, it is such a beautiful dream that you had. It means that you have 32 children, grandchildren, whatever the case may be, 32 of them, and you are going to be living the longest. Same meaning like the other person had interpreted, but the way in which it was put forward was more palatable and more sweeter. And so the king was so happy with this answer, and he showered gifts to this particular person here. So now we can see in our lives too, you know, there's two ways of saying something. One is very offensively, you can say something that can upset somebody, and one is in a very, very sweet manner in which you can say something. So we need to be sweet in our approach with fellow mankind. And I remember once Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, you know, he said, which is the boldest word that is written in the Noble Quran? And the boldest word in the Noble Quran is وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. And وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ means kindly, patiently, humbly, very softly, نَرْمِي كَسَاتْ, you know, go and approach, go down. So this word is written so boldly. So in life, we should adopt this attitude as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on us and the entire ummah, and learn from these little few anecdotes, how interesting they may seem, but it leaves a message for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and a hidayat. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.